We'll read this passage responsively. Luke chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. And then we'll turn to one other verse when we're done. Luke 2, verses 14 through 17. Again, we'll read this passage responsibly. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Now turn to Luke chapter 4. We'll read one verse together, verse number 20. Luke 4, verse number 20. Let's read it together. Ready? And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the word of God. Lord, you chose each and every word of it on purpose. Lord, thank you that you have given us a man of God. He spent time with you these many, many, many years. He knows you like few do. You've revealed things to him that we need. Now, Father, please fill our hearts, our mind, and our ears with your power so that we could receive what you have for us today from your word, from your man. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
The sermon this morning could be considered a Christmas sermon. The sermon this morning could be good for us any day of the week, any week of the year, any month of the year, in any year, and in any given occasion. To me, this sermon fits in anywhere, anytime, every time, and all the time. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read again to you. You don't have to turn to it. It says, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. You see, here the Bible says that the shepherds, they wanted to see Jesus. They wanted to see him. Then it says, And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They wanted to see Jesus, and they did. The Bible says then they wanted to tell everybody what they had seen. I wish that you too would want to see Jesus. And I wish that once you did, you'd tell everybody what you had seen. The shepherds say, I want to see him. And they did. The angels wanted a glimpse of him when he was born in that manger, and they got to see him. Then, you just a few chapters later, Luke chapter 4, the Bible says this, And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. Here is Jesus Christ many years later, and the Bible says that he had spoken in a synagogue. After he had spoken, he closed the book. He went over and sat down, and the eyes of everyone in a synagogue were fastened upon him. I'm going to ask everybody to look right this way. The topic this morning deserves your utmost respect. This morning I want to preach to you about that passage there where it tells us that all eyes were fastened upon Jesus. Now there are certain topics, I believe any topic preached from the Bible deserves our utmost attention. But let me tell you something, folks. Today we're going to talk about Jesus, and if you're irreverent, I will call you down, not because of who I am, but because of who he is. He deserves our undivided attention today, and I want him to get it. The Bible says here in Luke 4:20, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Many years later, after this babe that was lying in the manger, the angels had got a glimpse at him, and the shepherds had got a glimpse at him. And that's what they wanted. They said, we want to see this Jesus. And they did get to see this Jesus. This Jesus grows up. When he grows up, he becomes a man, and he's down at the synagogue one day, and he's opened the book, the blessed book of God, and he had been reading to them out of the book of Isaiah, and when he got finished, he closed the book, he handed it back to the preacher, the minister, the Bible says, he went over and he sat down, and the Bible says everybody in church that day had just fastened their eyes upon Jesus. That's the title of the sermon today, All Eyes Fastened on Jesus. You see, all eyes were fastened upon him, and rightfully so. Jesus, he's at the top of the totem pole, just so you understand. Jesus is the bullseye of the Christian life. Jesus is the focal point of all that we see and that all that we do. I really feel like my sermon this morning will not be adequate. That because I'm preaching on the greatness of Jesus, and I don't think anybody has ever done this subject justice. Preachers for decades have tried to adequately lift him up, but all have fallen short. Authors have tried to write words of his greatness, but their ink was just too dull. Singers have attempted to sing of his majesty, but the crescendo was not adequate as he deserves. Actors have given their best to portray him, but never has a Grammy been properly awarded to anybody in the portrayal of what Jesus Christ truly is and has been. Painters have tried to paint his beauty, but their colors just fade. Historians have given their best to log his superiority, but they have failed terribly. Geniuses have concentrated on his brilliance, but have only realized a fraction of how brilliant our Jesus is. I'm speaking this morning about Jesus, the Son of God. I say to you, all eyes ought to be fastened upon him. All eyes should be fastened upon Jesus Christ. I remember the very first time somebody told me that Jesus loved me. I never want to forget that moment. I never want to forget that somebody told me that God had a son that was a perfect Son of God, and that Son of God loved Jeff Owens. Oh, it was so personal. It's been personal ever since that day. I never want to lose track. Hey, back when I was a teenage boy and somebody told me that Jesus loved me, I got born again. I fastened my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God, to this day, I've not taken my eyes off Jesus since. I've tried to fasten my eyes on Jesus Christ. Can I tell you all something today? Some of you, you need a little extra dose of something at church today. I can tell you what you need. It does not matter to me how old you are or how young you are, how happy you are or how sad you are, how rich you are or how poor you are. I can tell you what you need today. You need to fasten your eyes upon Jesus. That's what you need to do. Hey, whatever you came to receive at church today, you can't get anything better than what I'm about to give you. I'm about to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know why you came to church today, but don't miss the primary purpose of all church services. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You see, all eyes should be fastened upon him. He's the reason we're here today. He's the reason for this season. He's the reason for all seasons. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Then 34 years ago that I realized that I needed to be born again. I realized I could not get myself to heaven. 34 years ago, I realized I was a hell-bound sinner and I would spend eternity in hell unless somebody did something for me. And I'll tell you who stepped up to the plate. It was my Jesus. Jesus Christ saved me, and I never want to forget what he has meant to me through all these years, what he means to me today, and thank God what he's going to mean to me through all eternity. All eyes should be fastened on Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to who? Him, Jesus, in prayer. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. I say, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Hey, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Folks, don't get all mixed up about what the month of December is all about. It's all about Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, the sweetest name I know. He's the great I am. He's the one that always has been. He is the one that always will be. See, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in mine ear. It's the sweetest name on earth. That name is Jesus. That name is used far too often in cuss words. Let me tell you something. You be careful ever using God's name in any way but a reverent way. Don't you cuss my Jesus. Don't you cuss my God. Don't you put those words in a sentence of degradation and filth. I'm talking about Jesus. All eyes should be fastened on Jesus today. We can be reminded of him when we eat our bread, because he said, I am the bread of life. We can be reminded of him when we walk into our homes, because he said, I am the door. We can be reminded of him when we glance into a field and we see the beautiful flowers, because he said, I am the rose of Sharon. He is the lily of the valley. Oh, we can be reminded of him when we visit the farm, because he said, I am the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. We can be reminded of him when the sun comes up in the morning, because he said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. You and I can be reminded of him when we see a grape, because he said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. Hey folks, all eyes fastened upon Jesus. Let me do us all a favor today. You let everything come to a screeching halt. Turn off your cell phone. Don't be texting during church while we're exalting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't worry about work tomorrow. Don't worry about paying the mortgage payment today. Don't worry about the traveling you've got to do this week. Don't worry about whatever's going on in your life. And I say this morning, let's lift him up. Hey, all eyes fastened upon Jesus. Put aside all the way that the world wants to celebrate Christmas, and put aside the way the world wants to celebrate the new year. Let's take a moment today, put everything out of our hearts and everything out of our minds. Let's put all troubles aside. Let's exalt the one who is our Savior. Let's exalt the one that this whole thing is all about, the King of Kings. Hey, I like it there where it said he got up, he spoke in the synagogue, went over and sat down, and all eyes were fastened on Jesus. I love that. Folks, when you and I get to heaven, I'll tell you what it's going to be like. All eyes are going to be fastened on Jesus. I can help you through your struggle today. Get your eyes off yourself. Get your eyes off this world. Hey, focus in. Put him at the top of the totem pole. Put him in the bullseye of your life. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. All eyes fastened upon Jesus today. You see, we can be reminded of him when we drink water, because he said, I am the water that will cause you to thirst no more. We can be reminded of him when a baby is born, because he said, I am the life. We can be reminded of him when we see the number one, because he said, I am the Alpha. We can be reminded of him when we see a stone out in the yard. Why? He said, I am the rock of ages. All eyes should be fastened on Jesus. All eyes fastened on Jesus. He is our light in this dark world. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our love in hateful days where people don't know what real love is all about. He is our hope when we are hopeless. I say to you today, all eyes ought to be fastened on Jesus. Don't you let anything, not anything, not anything, get your eyes off of Jesus in this service this morning. Some of you that don't pay attention in church, you were up late last night watching stuff on TV and on your internet. You wake up this morning and you give your God the attention attention that he deserves. We didn't come to church to get a little extra rest. We didn't just come to church to fellowship with the brethren. We came to church today to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You pay attention today. Say, well, I don't like you. We're not talking about me today. We're talking about Jesus. Well, I don't like this church. We're not talking about this church today. We're talking about Jesus. Don't you let that old cold heart of yours steal anything away from the Savior today. You see, we can be reminded of him in so many ways. He is our calm in the midst of the storm. He is our warmth in the midst of a cold, cold life. He is the best when the worst comes upon us. He is all-powerful one. He's the all-knowing one. He's the everywhere present one. He is our rest in a weary land. He's our Father and our Father's, and he's our Father's only begotten Son. And thank God for it. All eyes should be fastened upon Jesus. He's our power when we're powerless. He is our answer when the questions of life come upon us. He is tender when times seem to be tough. He's there when we can't figure out what's going on in here. He is our anchor when the waves of life begin to beat upon us. He is our God. He is our Savior. He is a bright and morning star in the darkness of night. He is the knot at the end of our rope. You ever heard somebody say that? Just tie a knot and hang on. Tie a knot. You say, I'm at the end of my rope. Tie a knot and hang on. We say, what am I going to hang on to? Hang on to Jesus. Hang on to Jesus. Hang on to Jesus. All eyes focused on Jesus today. All eyes fastened on the Savior. He's our spiritual emergency room. He's our 911 operator. At my house, we have a security system. And you set that thing, and if you open a door or you don't do things just right, I mean, that thing starts going off. It was Christmas morning. We got up early. Well, Mrs. Owens got up earlier than me. And I don't know what she was doing, but she was excited. Mrs. Owens is every bit a Christmas person. I mean, boy, Christmas, when Christmas is on the horizon, she's ready to go for it. She loves Christmas. She got up early and got to hustling around. And next thing you know, the alarm at the Owens' household was going off. And I could hear her running. She was trying to turn that silly thing off and push certain code numbers in. Next thing you know, the telephone is ringing and security's calling to make sure everything's all right. And they answered our house. You know, it's an emergency. The house is burning down. Somebody break it. In. They called, she picked up the phone, and she said, Merry Christmas. They called to see if we're okay, and the next thing you know, she's telling them what she's making for lunch, and they're talking about Christmas and everything. Listen, we had somebody on the other end of the line that was our 911 operator, but let me tell you something. The one that she spoke to was certainly limited, but if you ever need somebody and you've got a real emergency in life, you just get a hold of Jesus. All eyes should be fastened upon the one who's the answer to whatever you face today. You see, he's our protector when we're afraid. He's our blood when we need a transfusion. He is our oxygen when we can't seem to catch our breath. All eyes should be fastened upon Jesus. He was our Passover lamb. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is our lifeguard when we feel like we're drowning in the depths of despair. He is the Prince of Peace when it seems like we're surrounded by war. He is the mighty God. He is our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is our blessed hope. He is our cornerstone. He is the prophesied one. He is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies about him. He is the altogether lovely one. He is the rose of Sharon. All eyes should be fastened on Jesus. Hey, he's the key to our prison. He is the up to our down. I'm talking about Jesus. See, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I've got him on my mind. Yesterday was Christmas Day. Our family gathered around the table, and we pulled out the Bible, and we turned to Luke chapter 2, and we made sure we took time to read the story of Jesus The one who made it all possible. All those people out there, you know, they'd like to push Jesus off the scene in regard to Christmas. Well, it's a funny thing. They sure don't mind taking time off work to celebrate this thing. I don't see them turning down the time off work. I don't see them turning down the bonuses. I don't see them turning down the time off school. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm glad that I love Jesus. I have no fear about that. I'm not ashamed of it. Yesterday, it was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I've got him on my mind. He's the answer to all of our country's problems. And so, you know, he's the answer to your problems. I love the scripture. Boy, when I stumbled across that passage of scripture there that said he was in the synagogue, when he closed the book and he sat down, that all eyes were fastened upon him, I thought, that's it. That's the answer. That's what we need. That's what America needs. That's what churches need. That's what Christians need. That's what moms need and dads need and teenagers need. That's what we need in America. We need everybody to fasten their eyes upon Jesus. I think that we should think about him. I think we should think about him. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I've got good news for you. That verse right there tells you what you ought to think upon. And let me put this. Let me put Jesus all the way at the top of the list, because Jesus is all of that and then some. Think on these things, it says. Think on Jesus because he is true. Think on Jesus because he is honest. Think on Jesus because he is just. Think on Jesus because he is pure. Think on Jesus because he is lovely. Think on Jesus because he is good report. Think on Jesus because he is virtue. Think on Jesus. He deserves our praise. That verse describes Jesus perfectly. Hey, all eyes fastened on Jesus today. Think on him. Remember him. Hey, listen, let's think about his love. Let's think about his forgiveness. Let's think about his power. Let's think about his kindness. Let's think about his provision. Let's think about his holiness. Let's think about his loving kindness. Let's think about his healing. Let's think about his goodness. Let's think about his promises. Hey, all eyes should be fastened upon him. All eyes on Jesus today. Of all the thoughts that we could think, he should be at the top of our list. Let's think on Jesus. All eyes fastened on Jesus today. Today, Brother Owens, I'm not getting along with somebody in the church. You put that somebody aside today and you get Jesus on your mind. You say, well, me and my husband, we're not getting along right now. The best thing you can do, buddy, is get your eyes on Jesus today. Get your eyes on Jesus. Teenager, you say, I'm fussing with my mom and dad right now. Let's put all that aside. Let's focus in nice and tight. Let's get Jesus in our scope today. Let's zero in on the one that it's really all about. I think we ought to think about Jesus. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Not only do I think that we should think about him, I think that we should preach him. We should teach him. Preach about him. Teach about him. Hey, those of you that have the privilege of preaching, we have people that preach in our children's churches and down at the mission, and some that travel and preach, and we have preachers of all sorts around here. Let me tell you something. Preachers, preach him well. Preach him well. Preach his word. Preach his guidance. Preach his power. Preach his doctrine. Preach his greatness. Preach his salvation. Preach his wisdom. All eyes on Jesus today. All eyes fastened on Jesus. Preachers, as you preach, why don't you get a glimpse of Jesus Christ while you stand in the pulpit and you open his book and you submit to his spirit. Hey, all eyes fastened upon Jesus today. Preach his greatness. Preach his salvation. Preach his wisdom. Preach his will. Preach his hope and his forgiveness and his peace. Hey, preach his watch care over us. Let's make sure that we preach about his long-suffering and his just justice and his goodness and his hate for sin and his love for the sinner. I say to all preachers, hey, all eyes fastened upon Jesus. I'll tell you what would create a revival all across the United States of America and all around the world. If every preacher would get their eyes off of each other, stop worrying about what everybody else thinks about you. Stop worrying about the political system of fundamentalism and get your eyes on Jesus. All preachers, all eyes fastened upon Jesus Christ. Preach him. Preach him when it's popular. Preach him when it's unpopular. Preach him when you're happy. Preach him when you're sad. Preach him to the saved. Preach him to the lost. Preach him to the young. Preach him to the old. Preach him to the educated. Preach him to the uneducated. Preach him to the rich. Preach him to the poor. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the one. All eyes fastened upon the Savior today. Teachers, everybody here is a teacher. Some teach more than others, but everybody here is teaching. And I say to you, teachers, teach him with all your might. Teach him with all your might. Teach him in love. Teach him with tears. Teach him with faith. Teach him with excitement. Teach him with sincerity. Teach him with power. Teach him with urgency. Teach him with boldness. Teach him with tenderness. Teach him with humility. Teach him with carefulness. Teach him with aggression. Teach him with confidence. Oh my, oh my, oh my, there is no other subject more important than the teaching and the preaching of Jesus Christ. There are a lot of subjects in the Bible. They're all important. I want to tell you something today. Hey, hey, we are all going to have everybody here, everybody's knee is going to bow, and we're all going to bow to Jesus Christ. When you preach him, when you teach him, exalt him, lift him up. He's more important than English. Teach him. He's more important than math. Teach him. He's more important than science. Teach him. He's more important than algebra. Teach him. He's more important than physics. Teach him. He's more important than geometry. Teach him. He's more important than history. Teach him. I know people can get excited about all sorts of things. People can get excited about phys ed and sports, but they can't get excited about Jesus. You need to get your excitement button or mechanism examined to see if something's broken. Jesus, every one of those subjects are very important. I think math and science and algebra and physics, I think all that's very important, but you better put all the way at the top of your list, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All eyes fastened upon the Savior. Teach and preach him as if it is a life or death subject, because he is. All eyes fastened upon him. Let's think about Jesus. Let's think about Jesus as we preach him. Let's think about Jesus as we teach him. See, I believe we ought to be thinking on Jesus. I believe that we ought to be preaching about Jesus. I believe we ought to be teaching about Jesus. Not only that, I think we ought to be singing about him and doing it with energy and musical expertise. He deserves the best. Psalm 81, verse number 1 says this, sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and pleasant harp with the psaltery, blow of the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast days. Here the Bible tells us that we ought to be singing and making noise, and our instruments are to be used to praise this Jesus. He was in the synagogue. He had spoken. He had had the Bible open to the book of Isaiah. He closed it. He handed it to the preacher. He went over and sat down, and everybody there, they said, look at that. Right there he is. It's the Son of God. Look at that. It's the predicted Messiah. Look at that. It's the one that will die for our sins. Look at him. Everybody stare at him. Don't take your eyes off of him. You say, but Brother Owens, that was over 2,000 years ago. This same Jesus is available to you, and this same Jesus is available to me. And we need to push everything aside. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's not just talking about being worldly. It's talking about we get so attached to this life and this world that we forget that there is a world to come and a kingdom to come, and our Savior is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You wouldn't be so bummed out half the time if you just get your eyes fastened on Jesus. Some of you have a hard time convincing me you're happy. If you are, you need to tell your face. You're doing a pretty good job of covering it up. So what's there to be happy about? Jesus. Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Let's sing about him. Congregation, when we go to sing, sing of him and sing all. Don't sit there and talk while we're singing about Jesus. Sing! Don't stand there and laugh when we're singing about Jesus. Sing! Listen, you young people, tell you one good way of figuring out if you ought to be sitting with the people you're sitting with in church. Just figure out what they're doing while the preacher's preaching on Jesus. Figure out what the people around you, what are they singing while you're singing for Jesus? Or do you feel like, well, he don't even want to sing. Well, preacher, he don't like you. Why is he taking it out on Jesus? We're not singing about me. We're singing about Jesus. What's wrong with Jesus? When the congregation stands to sing, we sing all hail the power of Jesus' name. Every voice in here ought to be lifted to the sky. You don't worry about how you sound. You don't worry about who's around you, and get rid of the peer pressure and get a little Holy Ghost pressure in your life. And you sing with all your might unto Jesus, you see. We shouldn't be playing around, congregation, while the singing's going on. How dare we, in the presence of our God, laugh and play while others are rejoicing and singing about Jesus? Hey, choir, when you sing of him, sing all. Give it your all. When you come out here and you sing that opener about Jesus, you sing. When you sing your choir special, you sing unto Jesus. When we close the service down and you sing about Jesus, give it your all. Brother Nash, lead us to heavenly heights as we sing. Hey, let's make sure, Brother Nash, especially in all songs you give your best, but you always make sure that when Jesus is the main subject and Jesus is the main song, let's everybody pull together. Let's shake the rafters. Let's lift the roof. Let's sing unto Jesus. Let's sing unto Jesus. Every song leader here. Every song leader here, whether you lead singing on a bus, you lead singing in a children's church, every song leader here, every time you lead the children in your Sunday school class to sing, it's in a chapel, on a bus, at the mission. Hey, when we go to sing about Jesus, you give it your all. He deserves your all. There are people in this congregation, when you used to sit at that old box over there called a piano, you played your honky-tonk music, you gave it your all. There are people in here, when you used to sing your songs of the world, you gave it your all. I'm here to tell you, there's no sweeter song that's been sung than the song that's been sung about Jesus Christ. And it's time for some of you to get excited about Jesus as you are your country music and your rock music and your rap music. Hey, if anybody deserves to be sang about, and we ought to throw ourselves into the singing, it's singing about Jesus. It's singing about Jesus. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. All eyes upon him. You say, preacher, I think I've heard enough. I get your point. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. Listen, every soloist in this church, when we go to sing about Jesus, you give it your all. Brother Jimmy Lindsay, sing with your all. Mrs. Phillips, with your all. Brother Edwards, with your all. Brother Baxter, with your all. Brother Nash, Mrs. Henry, hey, when you get up here and you stand behind this pulpit and you sing about Jesus, you give me everything that you've got. He deserves our all. Every singing group in this church, sing your heart out. The old world is singing loud. The old world is singing loud. The old world is trying to drown out Jesus. They're taking his name out of the Christmas songs. Well, I'm still going to sing about Jesus. He is worthy of the breath. He is worthy of the practice. You've got to understand something. When you sing in church, you're not doing it for me and you're not doing it for this congregation. You're doing it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when you don't show up for practice, you might as well just slap him in the face and say, I don't have time to practice and do it right for you, Jesus. I believe when we sing, we should sing and we should give our all. Why? I'm talking about all eyes fastened upon Jesus. He is worthy of the breath and worthy of the practice and worthy of the time. He is worthy. Hey, he's worthy of the memorization. He's worthy. He's worthy. Sing in his spirit. Sing with his love. Sing for him. Sing to him. Sing about him. Sing in the honor of him. Sing for the saved. Sing for the lost. All eyes should be fastened upon Jesus. Our music, all eyes fastened upon Jesus. Children's choirs, when you sing, sing with all your might. Sing with all your might. Make sure, children's choirs, that you give Jesus your best when you sing. And children, you go ahead and sing. Children's choir directors, let them sing. Let them sing. Nothing like hearing kids sing. Parents, and you know what happens? We begin to tamper with the kids. Kids will talk about Jesus. Kids will sing about Jesus. Kids will testify. And parents get this social inadequacy where we don't want our children. Well, you know, you be careful talking about Jesus. No, let them talk about Jesus. Let them sing about Jesus. Teen choir, sing. You're singing to the champion of champions. You just go right ahead and sing. You see, I believe that all eyes should be fastened upon Him. I think we should think about Him. I think that we should preach about Him. I think that we should teach about Him. I think that we should, when we should sing toward Him and to Him. I really believe that we ought to thank Him. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Psalm 100, verse number 4 says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name." God's good. All the time. You've got it. You've got to thank God today. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Some of you need to stop looking at what you don't have and start looking at what you do have. There might be somebody out there that's got more than you, but if you've got Jesus, you're rich. You are rich in Christ Jesus. Thank Him for being holy. Thank Him for being our Savior. Thank Him for being our need filler. Thank Him for His goodness to the children of men. Thank Him for His mercy. All eyes upon the Savior today. All eyes upon Jesus today. You ought to thank Him for His mercy and thank Him for His patience with you. Thank Him for His generosity. Thank Him for His long-suffering. Thank Him for His kindness. All eyes upon Jesus. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. All eyes fastened upon the Son of God. You ought to thank Him for His provision and thank Him for His undying love and thank Him for His perfect example to us and thank Him for the peace that He provides and thank Him for the answer to your prayers and thank Him for His forgiveness and thank Him for giving you a second chance and for giving you a third chance and for giving you a fourth chance and for giving you a fifth chance. You ought to thank Him for His death and thank Him for His burial and thank Him for His resurrection. All eyes should be fastened upon Him. All eyes. Thank Him for being born into a human body so He could come down. And we have not an high priest that's not been tempted by all sort of temptation. Look, our Jesus has faced what you face, and He did it successfully. He did that as an example to me and you to say, you can be a good Christian. You can live down here and do right. Hey, we ought to thank Him. We ought to thank Him. We ought to thank Him. I thank God. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Then may I say, I think we ought to have faith in Him. We ought to have faith in Jesus. We ought to have faith in this Christ. The Bible says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Folks, we need to reestablish our faith in Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, America's about half scared to death right now because they're wondering if the government's going to be able to take care of them. God's the one that takes care of us. Jesus is the one that takes care of us. The old government wants you to be dependent on them. They want you to depend on them for your decision-making, but you're to depend on Jesus. Get your faith in Jesus. You say, Brother Owens, in these rough days, what's going to happen? I don't know, but I know one thing. My God's still alive. Jesus is still on the throne. Have faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in Jesus. We need to make sure that you and I exercise our faith in God. All eyes. All eyes upon Jesus. You know, there's some of you, if I were telling a funny story right now, you would be locked in on me because laughter's a little more important to you than Jesus. Well, I've got news for you today. Jesus is at the top of the totem pole. Jesus is at the top of the list today. Jesus is who it's all about. Have faith that Jesus will forgive you. Have faith that Jesus can heal. Have faith that Jesus will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Have faith that Jesus can hear your prayers. Have faith that Jesus will meet your needs. Have faith that Jesus will not overload you emotionally. Have faith that Jesus will keep his word. Have faith that Jesus will save you. All eyes were fastened upon him. I hope somehow you can put everything aside today. Put the Christmas holidays aside. Hey, stop worrying about where you're going to go eat lunch today and give God just a moment where you actually concentrate on his son for 30 or 40 minutes today. All eyes upon Jesus. Have faith that Jesus can save you. Have faith that Jesus will carry you when you're weak. Have faith that Jesus will come again. Have faith that his promises are true. All eyes. All eyes fastened upon Jesus today. You need to trust him with your marriage and trust him with your problems and trust him with your troubled heart and trust him with your needs and trust him with your future and trust him with your life. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Trust him to lead you through these difficult days of rearing a child. Trust him through these difficult days with your relationship. Trust him to help you to pay the bills and trust him with your health and trust him. Hey, all eyes upon Jesus today. May I serve notice to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I can't think of a more important subject that could be preached on the day after Christmas than Jesus. 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 That's what it's all about. He had read to them from the book of Isaiah. It is said in the New Testament, someone said of Jesus, said, no man, never has any man spake like that man. He had stood and it was the word of God reading to them the word of God. He closed it, handed it to the preacher, went over and sat down and you could hear a pin drop. And everybody was just fastened on Jesus. May I recommend to you today that you fasten your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim as you experience his glory and his grace. You see, I believe this. I believe that you and I should think about Jesus. I believe that we should preach Jesus. I believe that we should teach Jesus. I believe that we should sing unto Jesus. I believe we should thank Jesus. I believe that we should exercise our faith in Jesus. I love to hear the stories of one of the famous men from the previous generation, Brother Roloff. Brother Roloff had faith in God. Yes, loved to hear him sing that song, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. My Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in the president, living by faith in the government, living by faith in yourself, living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all harm safe, can't go that high. In his sheltering arms, you say, well, you didn't do good low either. I know. I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Folks, focus in. Some of you are frantic, and you've got your tail between your legs, and you're ready to run, and you're depressed, and you're down, and everything in life is in turmoil. You say, what's the answer, preacher? All eyes fastened upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the answer today. You need to trust him with your needs and your future and your life. Fasten your eyes upon him, but not only that, I think we ought to stand up for him. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. I think we should stand for him. This is Christmas Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be ashamed. Hey, carry your Bible to work. Don't be ashamed of this Jesus. Carry your Bible to school. Don't be ashamed of it. Hey, all eyes should be fastened upon him. Hey, trucker, you pop that Bible out and put it on the dash of your truck. Let everybody see who you stand for. Let everybody know that he's your king and he's your Lord. Defend his purity. Defend his story. Defend his church. Defend his reputation. Defend his children. Defend his cause. Defend his preachers. Defend his soul winning. Defend his doctrine. Defend. Hey, all eyes fastened upon Jesus today. This is what your life's all about. You say, I've had about enough of this kind of preaching. Hey, you don't get it. This is what it's all about. It's all about him. That's what it's all about. Defend his cause. Defend his great commission. Hey, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Defend the purity of his word. Defend his music. Defend his plan. Defend his people. Defend his promises. Defend his influence. Defend the plan of salvation by grace through faith, for that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Defend his desire for you and I to be separate from this world so we're usable to influence people for the next world. Defend his old-time ways. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Defend it. All eyes. All eyes. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Not only that, I think that we ought to give to him. I think we should give to him. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7, it says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity. But God loveth a cheerful giver. I think you and I ought to give to this Jesus. You give him your all. You give him your mind. All eyes should be fastened upon him. There are people in this room right now, you're backslidden. You're backslidden. I'm going to tell you what happened to you. You got away from Jesus. That's your problem. That's why you got a bad spirit. That's why you got a bad attitude. That's why you got that edge on you. You got away from Jesus. And the way to get it fixed is get back to him. Give him your all. Give him that part of you that you have withheld. All eyes should be fastened upon him. Give him your body. Give him your voice. Give him your clothing. Give him your marriage. Give him your eyes. Give him your ears. Give him your talents. Give him your children. Let me tell you something, folks. God gave us our children so we would give them back to him and he could use them. The safest place in the world for your child is in the will of God. The will of God, the will of God, that's where you want your child, not in your will. You say, well, I've got a plan for my child. You better make dead sure your plan matches up with God, because his is better and safer than yours. Give him your children. Give him of your money. Give him your love. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Give him your attention. Give him your admiration. Give him your respect. Give him your dreams. Give him your attitude. Give him your music. Give him your future. Give him your time. Give him your Sunday morning. Give him your Sunday night. Give him your Wednesday night. Give him your strength. All eyes should be fastened upon Jesus. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'd recommend that you trust him. You should trust him. Trust him as Savior. Luke chapter 2, verse number 11, speaking of the Christmas story, it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. If you're here and you're not sure if you died today, you're not 100% sure you go to heaven, you can be. You can be sure of that. The Bible teaches that everyone is a sinner, including you. The Bible teaches us that there is a penalty for your sin, and that penalty is death and hell, separated from God for all eternity. But Jesus paid that penalty. That's why he came. That's why he was born of a virgin. That's why he spent 33 and a half sinless years on this earth. That's why he died. That's why he was resurrected. He came and died that you might live. And I say to you, the most important thing that any human being could ever do is get born again. You need to get saved so you can spend your eternity praising and serving this Jesus Today, may I request of you that if you're not saved, you fasten your eyes upon one thing, Jesus. Don't pay attention to the person beside you. Don't pay attention to anything. Get your eyes on the Savior. Fasten in on Jesus Christ. Everyone's a sinner. There's a penalty for that sin. Jesus paid that penalty, but he said, if you'll ask me, I'll save you. Ask me to forgive you of your sin. I'll come into your heart. I'll be your Savior. I'll take you to heaven someday when you die. But let me explain. You don't get saved by Jeff Owens. You don't get saved by you. You don't get saved by your good works. You don't get saved by joining the church. You don't get saved by getting baptized. You don't get saved by giving your money. You don't get saved by doing nice things for people. You get saved by trusting Jesus. Jesus. Every person here, if you're not saved, all eyes fasten upon Jesus. I'll tell you something. I believe somebody may walk the aisle today trusting this Jesus. Let me recommend something to you. When you go to pray and ask him to come into your heart, you fasten your heart and mind on him. That is what saves you. It's trusting Christ as Savior. Jesus. The shepherd said, we want to see this Jesus. Others said, where is he? We want to see him. They got to see him. Today, we have taken just a little glimpse of that same Jesus. We've not done it well. We've not done it adequately. Words are not available, nor the time, to tell you really all about this great Jesus. But folks, let's make sure we understand what it's really all about. All eyes fastened upon Jesus. Let's bow our heads and